Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. I wanted to read out of Psalm 35 this morning. And just an interesting psalm. Normally, maybe we'll share just a verse, but I want to talk about and just read three verses this morning. And this is a psalm of David. And David obviously is facing some difficulty, as he did at different times in his life. And may I say this, that a lot of the difficulty David faced was his own doing. Now, some of it wasn't. You know, as things began well, he had his own king and his boss and his mentor, Saul, turned on him, tried to kill him, was jealous of him. And it just began this process. Here's David. He had his own brothers that kind of came against him. He's just trying to do the will of God. And you know, when you become king, you've got a lot of people that are jealous and people that are angry and all these things. And, you know, so it just began a process in David's life that he always had something coming against him. He always had a controversy. And then at times when he didn't, he would create something. His sin with Bathsheba, the way he treated different people and all these different things. David either had things coming at him or David created issues for himself. So it was a constant tension in David's life. In the book of Psalms, so many of them were written by David. Not all of them, but many of them were written by David. And we see this internal struggle because of all the outward struggles. And then obviously we see many times that outward struggles cause inward struggles. But many times in our life, our inward struggles cause the outward struggles. And many times they merge so close together that we don't know which caused which. And in Psalm 35, it says, this is a psalm of David. David says, talking to the Lord, "Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation." So we have three interesting verses here, and David's just coming to God for help. And David's getting real specific. Now, I don't know about you, sometimes I'll pray and say, "Lord, I really need help with this situation." But David went into far greater metaphor and detail. First, he says, "Plead my cause." And this is literally, it means to toss, to grapple, to defend, to complain, to debate, to rebuke. It literally means David saying, "I see things one way, they see things another way, and I believe that I'm right. So God, would you please, would you argue with them for me? Because I'm getting nowhere arguing with them. I'm getting nowhere pleading my cause with them. So God, I need you to plead my cause." And, you know, first off, that's a wonderful lesson for us. That many times you can plead your cause with people, family, your husband, your wife, whatever. But many times God's going to have to do that. God's going to have to plead that cause. And sometimes we're just wrong, but sometimes we're right. But many times it's because it's you that they're not going to listen. They're not going to change. It's not. So God has to do that. So David first says, "Listen, this whole debate thing, God, you're going to have to plead my cause." He says, "With them that strive with me." Now this is contention. This is literally this. It's more of a verbal. It's more of a mental kind of war going on, that they're constantly causing me issues. But then he takes it a step further. He says, next, "Fight against them that fight against me." So David basically says, "God, argue against them that are arguing with me, But things had escalated, and he said, fight against them that fight against me. This literally means to do battle. Now, David had personal issues where people were fighting him, and then he had public issues. He had other kingdoms trying to fight him and the kingdom of Israel and all these different things. So, you know, we don't know exactly what David is talking about here, whatever the case is, but we do know that first he says, God, you're going to have to plead my cause. And then, God, you're going to have to fight my battles. God, you're going to have to do that because I just can't. There's a wonderful lesson that we shouldn't spend our life arguing with people. Go talk to God about it. And we shouldn't spend our life trying to fight battles that we can't win. Let God fight the battles. Then in verse 2, David says, take hold of shield and buckler. Now this word buckler literally means a hook, something pointed. Could have been a sword, a knife, could have been some kind of a weapon, almost with a hook-like shape to it. And you've seen pictures maybe of that. It'd be an interesting thing to look that up. If you've never kind of seen some of the primitive weapons that they had kind of forged and different things. But he said, take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. So David says, plead for me, fight for me, and stand up for me. So David is saying, because of this arguing, because of these battles, I can't even stand up for myself. I don't even have the energy left to stand up for myself. So he says, God, would you get my shield? Would you get my weapon? Would you stand up for me? And then verse 3, he says, draw out also the spear. So this word buckler, we don't think is an actual spear, although it means something pointed, but more of a hook-shaped. He says, draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. So David says, God, plead for me, fight for me, stand for me. And then he says this, stop them for me. Stop them for me. Now, what I find interesting here through this, David says, plead my cause, fight against them, stand up for me, stop them. But David never says annihilate them. David never says kill them. David never says destroy them. He is not saying, God, I wish horrible ill on them. He just is saying, God, I need your help to stop this. And, you know, there's a fine line there. And may I say, in our life, we need God to fight our battles. But God is not going to fight our battles if he knows deep in our heart there is hatred and resentment and bitterness in our life towards these individuals. Then that's just a self-serving request for God to basically be your assassin. But David said, God, I believe that this cause is the right cause. So I'm asking you to fight my battle because this is a battle based on me doing right. And God, you plead my cause because this cause is based on me doing what I believe you want me to do. And God, you stand up for me. You get the shield, you get the buckler because, Lord, I believe that I don't have enough energy to defend myself and stand up for myself, but this because of a cause that I believe is right. And he said, Lord, you take the spear and you stop them. And they're trying to persecute, but you stop them because I believe this to be your will. But dear friend, God's not going to do all these other things if it's just because of a selfish, resentful feeling that we have. David said, God, I believe I'm right about this. I believe I'm done what you want me to do. So God, would you please put a stop to this? And the very last phrase in verse 3, he says, say unto my soul. So he's telling God, God, tell me, make sure, make me understand. God, don't speak to my mind. Speak to my soul and convince me that I am thy salvation. David said, God, my soul needs to know right now that you're my salvation, that you can do this, that you are my salvation. And you know, dear friend, I think sometimes we process so many things in our mind trying to make sense of something. But it's our soul that really needs to know that God's in charge. It's our soul that really needs to know God's going to take care of this. It might not make sense in your mind. So quit trying to base your actions on what you understand in your mind. You'll never understand. But our soul, this is a soul issue, needs to know by faith that God's got this for me. And dear friend, I believe that if you let God, he'll fight your battles, if they're the right battles. And God will plead your cause if it's the right cause. And God will stand up for you if you're trying to do right. And God will stop them if they're trying to do wrong. And God is our salvation. And by faith, I believe we need to believe that. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.